This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The trade talks came to an end, and guess what? The tariff hike is still set to take effect. So what happened? One of the many things we're going to talk about, besides the subpoena of Don Trump Jr. and what's going to happen there. Kate Delaney, as we take you through yet another wild adventure, who better to do it with than the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News? That would be Bob Ney. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
You know what? Sometimes I feel like you and I are on a log flume ride. Did you ever ride on any of those?
I tried once, right? Right, we are, yeah. It never ends. It's a loop.
It is. It's a loop. That's what I mean. You got it. We're stuck in a loop and we keep getting wet. So now we've got these Chinese trade talk negotiators who they do a couple of days of talks and they're trying to rescue this trade deal, but it's just collapsing, something awful. What does it mean to the American people? Because I say that this show is about how it affects you and me and everybody in their backyards. What does this mean now that this tariff is going to soar and jump into effect? Because it's going to really, I think, irk the Chinese, and I think goods are going to go up.
Right, Kate, and that's what I like about your show. It's how the average American is affected. You know, that's your topics, and this one is going to affect them. But I must say, in the long term, it hopefully will affect them in a positive way. And what I mean by that is, you know, we gave them most favored nation status temporary twice. And then you had the Gingrich-Clinton permanent trade deal. Once that was done, that was the end of it. China got what it wanted, and from then on out, it just continued to manipulate us. It continued to drive businesses out, then take over that product, then jack the prices up eventually, which is what they did. And you had, you know, President Bush. You had President Obama, you know, Obama and Romney were running against each other. It was who can be tougher on China. And then they all get elected and they're not tough on China because it's painful to be tough on China if you want to win in the end. Along comes Donald Trump. And he means what he says. On this one, Trump has been relentless. The only thing the Chinese government, Kate, understand is aggression. That's the only thing they understand. They step all over you if they think you're weak. So the bottom line is yes. Some prices are going up. Soybean farmers are having a rough time. But the president's trying to get the end game, the long run. So it's either, you know, step forward now and stop this, get some pain while we do it. Some of the average Americans are going to pay some more prices. But if he doesn't do this, it's just going to continue to go up. So I think it's something that he may win on. And then we will see prices drop and more jobs created. So yes, some pain, but in the long term for the working people, some gain if he can put at least some brakes on this madness of what's been going on for 15 to 20 years here in America.
Yeah, so no gain without pain. I love it. That's a tweetable moment from you for sure. And here's something else, you know, going in a different direction as we talk about foreign countries and our relationships and being held hostage or the president's stance. You certainly saw this, that for the first time, the president has acknowledged that he asked members of his administration to examine whether they could prosecute the former Secretary of State, someone who you know well, I believe, John Kerry. What's going on with that? Because they're talking about that saying that he met illegally with Iranian officials.
Well, you know, on this one, everybody that's in Congress and travels, we had a couple members at one time, Kate, that went to North Korea. We had some, members used to go to Cuba all the time, and everybody said they're violating the Logan Act. That's what they always say, they're violating the Logan Act. And about, you know, Iran's government. And Kerry's had this friendship with Javid Zarif, the foreign minister. I think Kerry has to watch as a former Secretary of State to be public out there about certain things that, you know, undermines the president. But far as anything illegal, I don't think they're going to be able to do that with Kerry. What he has done is not lobbying in a sense, but it's, you know, his opinion as a former Secretary of State. So I don't think there's going to be any legal action on Kerry. But obviously the administration doesn't like it because Kerry's high profile and, you know, his communication with Iran whatsoever by the Trump administration is viewed as something they don't want to happen. But I just don't see anything happening legally to Kerry.
All right, we're speaking with Bob Ney, again, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, and we get the opportunity to speak with Bob usually a couple times a week. So here's something that we've talked about a bunch, North Korea and what's happening there in the bully wars. Now we've seized one of their largest cargo ships. Apparently, there was a scheme to bring in tons of coal, which would violate international sanctions. So what's up with this? This carrier was a big one. It's quite, and plus, it's so funny, the name of the carrier, Wise Honest, right?
Wise Honest. And it had coal, and they said it was brought munitions before. But on this one, you know, North Korea fires a couple of missiles, and then we grab that ship. I have a suspicion, and I talked to some friends on Capitol Hill today, and they agree there's a suspicion out there that, look, we were talking with North Korea. Probably some of these ships went by. We didn't do much about it. We were in communication with them. They fired some missiles. We saw the ship, and we grabbed it. Sort of a message back to North Korea. You want to do this? You want to fire missiles? You don't want to talk? Fine. We'll start to grab your ships versus, you know, turning our eyes away from some of them. And so that's what we did under the sanctions. We stopped it. But, again, this is really deteriorating. I was so hopeful, and so were so many people up on the Hill that have watched North Korea and America over the years. You know, two meetings by President Kim Jong-un, et cetera, et cetera. But right now it seems like the talks are going south in a hurry. And so we'll have to see in the next couple of months, can they communicate? Do they want to, or is it done?
I love it. All right. And on the lighter side, so which is better, Madam Secretary or Veep?
Madam Secretary or Veep?
Yeah, Madam Secretary's on CBS. I bet you haven't seen it. Veep is on HBO.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't seen either one. I've known
you.
I've
are.
Known a Madam Secretary and a Veep. Or two.
All right, so there you go. Who's your favorite Veep of all time?
Oh, wow. Gee, I know everybody made fun of him, but and I like, you know, I like Joe Biden, served with him. So there's an R and a D. I'm going to pick one from both of them. How's that?
I like that. You're so judicious. Pam Quaylen. Exactly. The politics never leave. They never leave, right? I love it.
Oh,
thank you so much. Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, Bob Ney.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, Kate.
All right, perfect. As for me, Madam Secretary or Veep, I got to go with Veep. It's a little edgier. I do like Madam Secretary, but Veep is coming to an end, and I think Julie Louise Dreyfus has done a fabulous job in that role. By the way, the Senate Intelligence Committee, of course, has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr. for him to return and testify. Again, we've talked about that. And the committee's at a standoff with the president's eldest son. What's he going to do? He could invoke his Fifth Amendment rights, that seems likely, or just not appear. The subpoena, though, comes from the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Panel, and it's the first one, we believe, issued to one of Trump's family members. So interesting, isn't it? Never, ever dull around these parts, that's for sure. Stay with us. It's going to get more exciting on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged.
Time for another It's like Your Business segment. Can you imagine this? A clerical filing error leads to a woman being frozen out of her trust fund. Let me tell you a little bit about the story. So we go to Fresno, California, where Leslie Rivas says that her late husband, Larry, always provided for the family. He died a couple of years ago. In fact, in 2016, he left her a trust fund, but the money in the account is frozen. She believes her account, which is managed by Don Vincenti, CFP, of Stifel, I think is what it's called, is inaccessible due to a clerical error. This would be just absolutely awful. I cannot imagine if that happened to me, how sad I would be, how irate, etc. I mean, I can think of a lot of adjectives to use. So Mary Bass, who is the daughter of Leslie Rivas, joins us to shed some light on this. So Mary, thanks for coming on the show.
Good evening, Kate. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to be a guest on America Tonight. I'm very grateful to you for your help with bringing this topic to light.
All right, so that's a long time. I mean, for goodness sake, what, catch us up. What have you tried to do in those, 3 years that you've been dealing with this?
Well, this just drags on and on. On August 10th, 2016, my late stepfather, Larry Rivas, and my mother, Leslie Rivas, went to their local Stifel stock brokerage branch in Fresno, California, and met with Don Vincenti, their CFP, and opened a joint account. Don Vincenti did not transfer the assets into the joint account, and unfortunately, my stepfather, Larry, who is very dear to us, passed away very shockingly and unexpectedly on November 26, 2016. And since that time, Don Vincenti, CFP at Stifel Fresno, and his staff have continually told my mother, Leslie, that she is not allowed to access these securities or their income. She hasn't been allowed to touch a penny of it. And it's quite awful. It's quite an awful ordeal. And they will not be compliant.
I can only imagine. So where do you go from here? And especially if this is some kind of a weird filing error. I mean, what is this? Just it can't in perpetuity can't just sit there. I mean, there has to be something you can do. What are people telling you?
Well, my forensic accountant has explained things to myself and to my mother and to Don Vincenti CFP, including but not limited to that the account is unlawfully titled. My stepfather has passed away. This should be an estate account. So, you know, when there's a forensic accountant hand-holding a certified financial planner like Don Vincenti CFP still refuses to follow compliance, to follow the laws, and, you know, securities, it's a highly regulated industry. He is controlling my mother's money and refusing to help us. We've tried to no avail and very politely to encourage him and his staff to help her, and they've created this stalemate based on a clerical error, is what we're told. And I figure, just like any sort of typo, shall we say, this is something that could be corrected if Don Vincenti CFP chose to make the correction.
Yeah, so it may be that you end up having to get a lawyer if you're going to get this money back. That might be what it comes down to, or take it to the state, I'm thinking.
I would welcome input from an experienced securities law attorney. I'm sure they'd see, you know, more discrepancies than we're even seeing as consumers.
Yeah, yeah, that absolutely is my suggestion to anyone listening to this. You know, that's what I would do, because this is where you're at, because you're at a, if they're at a stalemate, unless something changes where they go through it, and you've already gone this route with the forensic accountant, it has to be incredibly frustrating. So we wish you the best with this, and let us know what happens now that we've talked about this, that there may be other people that find themselves in this situation.
Well, I don't doubt there are. This is a huge elder abuse situation. It's been plaguing my family since 2016, and we're not alone. This is happening all across America. And with financial elder abuse on the rise, affecting people from all walks of life, the senior population is at risk, and no group is immune.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And that's what happens, because especially if they don't have a daughter like you or somebody else to even look over their shoulder, it gets that much worse. And there's certainly things that you can do for that. Thanks so much for joining us on the show, and let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you so much again, Kate. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we can get through this so we can spend more time listening to America Tonight.
Thank you. All right, so that's Mary Bass, and she's trying to help her mom. Terrible. Could be this silly clerical filing error, which isn't silly when you're sitting there waiting for money that was put into a fund to be used. And Mary talks about elder financial abuse. And you know what? There is that, because it's misappropriation of financial resources. If you want to look at a strict definition, I'll tell you what it is, or any kind of abusive use of financial control on the other side of that, where there's an expectation of some kind of trust and it causes distress, excuse me, in any way to an older person, money or property, that kind of thing. In fact, there was even there was even the Older Americans Act of 2006, rather, that defines elder abuse or financial exploitation as the fraudulent or otherwise illegal or improper act of or process of an individual, including a caregiver or fiduciary that uses the resources of an older individual for monetary or personal benefit. So we know that this can be brutal. There's scams. There's fraud that targets seniors. Seniors are often deliberately targeted by scams and frauds and misleading marketing. So there's other things that happen besides what we're talking about here. And, you know, this is your business. I said that's what the segment is about. So other things that happen, you've got fraudulent investments, insurance schemes, contracts, unauthorized charges. You've got fake pharmaceutical or health products, medical billing scams, unnecessary medical care, predatory or unnecessary lending. You know, reverse mortgages could fall into that category. Charitable giving scams. There's all kinds of things that are happening out there. In fact, there was a recent study done by AARP, and they found that while people over 50 comprised more than 35% of the population, they accounted for 57% of all fraud victims. Wow. So seniors, so vulnerable to exploitation, and just, it's awful. I can't imagine that. And sometimes the size and the scope, I mean, I can't imagine it because I'm not naive and we see it, but the size and scope sometimes of this, and again, who's fighting for them, becomes part of what is, you know, what puts this older person in a vice. And when they're there, who's there to help pull them out of it? And obviously, in the case of, you know, Leslie Rivas and the fact that her husband, her late husband, left money, and they just can't get it out of this, you know, get it out of this fund. The fact that it's frozen in this trust fund has got to be more than frustrating to the family. And, of course, to her, there is something about that. I've had to go through financial situations where I had a grandfather that passed away, and he left. It wasn't like a giant sums of money, but it was nice. I mean, he left money. There was money in a fund, and then trying to get that out, even with massive documents, was exhausting. But this was exhausting people in their 30s and 40s. So now you've lost a husband, and you're in that situation. I can only imagine how exasperating that you know, would be. Just terrible, and what a harrowing ordeal that would be. So again, if you're in this situation, take it somewhere. Get an attorney. Find a way to not let them off the hook. Let's put it that way. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way as we jump over the hump here on the show.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Congressional Democrats are dwelling on the Mueller report. Republicans are trying to move on. According to House Democrats, more subpoenas are coming. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says one Senate committee wants to hear from Donald Trump Jr. again about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with former Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
They're requesting him back based upon something that Cohen has said when he is in jail for lying to Congress, but Cohen was talking about a meeting he wasn't even at.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Yates says the U.S. must do more to punish Russia for interfering in the last presidential election.
I think we have not reacted nearly strongly enough to Putin and to Russia for their blatant interference in 2016.
Yates and McCarthy on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to head to the mailbag. As usual, you, the audience, from all over the country have some really thought-provoking things to add to the show, so we'll make sure we go there. Remember, you can always fling me your thoughts, fling them to me, by going to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's how you can get a hold of us, whatever it is that's on your mind. But before we do that, let's go to David in Massachusetts. Hi, David. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
You know, I just wanted to bring up some stuff that I don't hear talked about a lot, and just kind of personally went through it. It's a nightmare, and, you know, not a lot of people talk about it, and it has to do with professional regulation, and I still am a nurse in Massachusetts, but I was a nurse in Arizona, and somebody called in like a totally false complaint to the Board of Nursing, and that starts a process that is still going on today from 2011. And you get involved in this thing called administrative law.
Uh-huh.
And if you thought you had, you know, there might be a few rights, you know, if you're accused of something in the real world. In this world, the administrative law world, there's no protection. In other words, anybody can say anything against you. It's basically guilty until you prove yourself innocent, which is really hard to do. And I just think there's a huge need for reform in these areas where they can just get a lot of control over a false complaint or somebody making something up, and it just sort of ruins a career. I was, you know, I have been a nurse practitioner for 20 years, and without any sort of a complaint, and sort of had the state go after me.
Wow, so let me stop you there. So what do you do when you're in shock, you feel like you're blindsided, you try to figure out what your rights are, and you're saying you really didn't have much rights? You didn't really have any rights.
You don't have any. I mean, the lesson is once the train leaves the station and they decide to do something against you, it's going to be done. And that's unfortunate. I don't think I would have spent so much money on lawyers and everything else if I knew all that, because it basically is tossing it out the window. I think what happened to me was I won an interim case against them, the state of Arizona. While my case was going on, they had done something where they were publishing things on their website that they shouldn't have done. Like, while things are still in progress, they sort of post on the website that you've been charged, but the outcome hasn't been finalized yet.
Wow.
So I filed a case in the interim to remove that. So the court said that they had to remove that, but they had to do that for myself and everybody else. I think that made them angry, because after that, you know, when they said they had no intention of revoking my license, that's when they went after it. That's what they did. But it was a nightmare. So I'm still trying to protect it now in Massachusetts and going through that here. But,
wow. So that's a good. So thanks for bringing that up. So David brings up a point that's good. What happens when you, and good luck with that, David, when you get accused of something, now your back's really against the proverbial wall. I've heard stories like David's from other people where you are lawyering up, you're armoring up, you have to disprove something. And he has a point. I have a cousin who is a nurse, and I've heard some horrible things that have happened to people when they've been accused of something that hasn't happened, and then what they have to do to extricate themselves from it, and if they can even hang on to what that career is. So I agree that there are reforms that have to be made. In fact, it would be good to do a couple of segments on that on this show, and we will dive into that. So thanks for opening up that really sad can of worms. On that note, though, let's turn to the mailbag.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thank you very much. Okay, this one comes to us from Mary, who's listening to us in the Virgin Islands. Big shout out to all those folks in St. Thomas, because I know that a lot of you are listening. I'm getting a ton of email there. Love St. Thomas. We need to take the show there. Let's go take the show to St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands. And all over the Virgin Islands are some great places. But anyway, so here's what the email consists of, and it is focusing on Tehebo T. Kate, Tehebo T, I heard you talk about the Paul DeArco, and I got intrigued by it. I listened to the couple of interviews that you did with the founder, and I heard you talk about how it helped you when you were traveling overseas. So, needless to say, I scooped some up, and I felt like I had to send you an email because I've been drinking Tehebo tea for the past couple of months since you started talking about it, and I soak it, and now my other members of my family are drinking it, and so big shout out. I've felt better than I have in a very, very long time. I deal with allergies and chronic headaches. All right, thanks for that shout out, and I felt it was important too, because I'm all about, you know, the proof is what's happening with people. It's about storytelling. What's your story, and what can you tell us about what's happened with you? All right, I got this one from Paul Alexander, who's listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa. Got some great listeners in Ottumwa, Iowa. Pretty active, usually, when it comes to sending us emails. And he says, Katie Kate, I'm a big fan of tomatoes, or tomatoes, however you say it. And I just heard that tomatoes are going to go through the roof because of this new tariff. So we might not be eating tomatoes for a while. Did you hear about how much they're going to skyrocket? Yeah, they're going to skyrocket because 17.5 tariff on the Mexican tomatoes. What's going to happen is you're going to pay 40 to 80% more for tomatoes that are vine ripe and other fresh tomatoes. They say from May to December, they've been analyzing this. Lots of different people have been analyzing it, but the Morris Chair of Agribusiness, I saw a quote from him, Timothy Richards, says that they've been analyzing this, and they're saying that you can expect to pay anywhere in that neighborhood. I'm sorry, 85% more for tomatoes. How about before going the tomatoes? And you know what? I'm a fan of tomatoes. I didn't used to like eating tomatoes, but now I do. And I'll like even just slice up a tomato, put a little salt and pepper on it and eat it. But it looks like that's going to be not cost effective in any way, according to what's being said. All right, let's get to another one. This one is from Art Reyes, who's listening to us in Moreno Valley, California. I know a lot of people are listening there. Thanks, gang. Appreciate it. Been through there many, many times. And the question is this. What do you think schools really, Kate, should be doing in the wake of now what's happened at that STEM school? And will there be some repeats? Because, you know, there's always copycats, which is awful. You shouldn't be worried about yourself in an office, a school, or a church. I agree with you, or really any place else. But let's talk about the places that are sacrosanct, as you say. But when you have three shootings in less than 12 days, something clearly is going on. And who wants to worry about their kids at school for that kind of a thing? There's enough to worry about. It's so, so sad. And I wonder, will it be a future where you really do have to arm some of the teachers? Well, that can happen, and there's been discussions about it. But, of course, the problem is eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I mean, if the teacher immediately have access when someone stands up and says, everybody stop what you're doing, I'm going to shoot, or when someone bursts into a classroom, it's the question of how quickly can you react. And I really think it's about metal detectors and extra guards. I do, because you can ramp that up right away. And whatever the cost is, it's worth it, period. Somebody said that to me. Well, what about the cost of it? Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? The cost of it? I'm a mom of somebody in those schools. I will figure out a way. I'll chip in. We'll do whatever we have to do. But, yeah, that is my... that's my answer. And then here's this one from Dwayne Glover in Los Angeles. We've got a couple of California people who says, Kate, I was looking at salaries, and I think I saw it in the USA Today, that a Walmart manager makes an average of about $175,000 a year. Wow! That is a good living. I mean, they might have a crazy life, I'm not sure, but that's pretty darn good. What do you think? Of course. And they would have had to probably work their way up there, but that's a store manager, and they're saying that's an average. And you think of Walmarts, they're everywhere. But then you look at what workers are making, and I think the full-time hourly workers, they don't make more than $14 an hour, I believe. I guess it depends on where you're talking about, but so the position to be in is the store manager, but then everybody else is usually hourly or part-time hourly or whatever it might be. All right, here's another one. I'm going to squeeze in another one quickly. This one is from Kristen Hurley, Great Falls, Montana. I spent some time in Great Falls, Montana. And the question is, what do I think is going to happen in the NBA playoffs? Do I think that the Golden State Warriors will win it all? Oh, it's so hard to go against the Golden State Warriors, isn't it? I mean, they have the best players in the NBA. Although you got to give credit to what's happening with the Rockets because they try to make it interesting. And, of course, anything can happen. We'll see what happens on Friday when the Warriors and the Rockets go toe-to-toe. Golden State leads 3-2 in that series in the West, though. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Closer, so that's the good news as we swing into another weekend. One of the things that's happening includes the Byron Nelson tournament, of course, what's happening in the playoffs on the ice and on the hardwoods, and the latest news from the NFL. That's why we're headed to the man cave. Man cave, we'd be talking about Tony Romo, the former Cowboys quarterback. He's playing at the AT&T Byron Nelson, the latest stop on the PGA Tour in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And guess what he did? He had an eagle. Yeah, he fired up the crowd with an eagle. He finished with a 76, but you can only imagine he's popular on CBS now. He's certainly popular in the area where he's playing. And he didn't have the kind of round he wanted, but he had a, you know, so he's 5 over, 76. So he's tied for 148th after one round. But he had his moment, his fantastic moment. He's playing in the event on a sponsor's exemption, and I'm sure he enjoyed it. And the fact that he hit an eagle is pretty exciting because he said he could feel the energy in the crowd. Every time he was going to the tee, people were screaming his name and all that kind of thing. He is a very, very good golfer. He opened with a 14-foot birdie putt on the par 5 first hole. After a bogey on number 5, he got to 2 under. On the 7th hole, he chipped in from 66 feet off the green for an eagle. Woo! A huge fist pump and a loud let's go. The gallery, of course, screaming. And that's pretty exciting stuff, I'd say. He has a charmed life, right? He stepped into a good role with a great salary for the Dallas Cowboys. He was the shoulda, coulda quarterback. He's done a great job at CBS, and now he's kind of wowing the crowds with what he's doing at the Byron Nelson. But he certainly is not the guy who is going to win the tournament. He probably won't even make the cut. As I said, 148th. So that's the bad news in that scenario. He's not the last on the board. Of course, that would be 154, but he's definitely not up there. He'd have to have an incredible round, and others would have to fall apart. The leader in the tournament right now is Denny McCarthy, who is 8 under, had a 63 in his round. Tyler Duncan, 7 under, tied with Tom Hoge, who had a 7-under as well, so they're tied for a second. Some of the names that you might know, the more familiar names, not that they aren't, but others that people look for and, you know, cheer for on the tour, because virtually there's just a lot out there. But Ernie Els, who's tied for 55th, he's 2-under for the tournament. He had a 69. He's always a crowd favorite. Jordan Spieth happens to be a hometown guy, too, tied for 36th. He's 3 under. So you get the gist here. No Tiger Woods, though. When you have Tiger Woods at a tournament, it transforms the whole thing, no matter what's going on. And then there's some other names, too, that are a little bit similar, but probably Tiger is the biggest. And Tiger Woods is not playing in this tournament. That makes a little bit of a difference. And, of course, on Wednesday, there was rain, and so it's a little bit of a different feel, but golfers are used to that. It wasn't rainy during the day on Thursday, so they have nothing to whine about. All right, NBA. There's a lot happening in the NBA, and it's called playoffs. So Steve Kerr was asked about Kevin Durant and if he was optimistic that he could return. He didn't play in his team's Western Conference semifinal series against the Rockets because of a right calf strain. But Steve Kerr says he's confident he'll be able to return in the conference finals if Golden State can close out the series. He said the calf strain has happened before. He's responded well. So he injured it during the third quarter of Wednesday night's 104-99 Game 5 win over the Rockets. And once that happens, he has to be careful because he knows he needs it for the rest of the way. And it looks like he's healing up pretty nicely on that. And when it comes to Golden State and the Rockets on Friday, that should be an interesting game. It tips at 9 o'clock Eastern. And this is Game 6. Golden State leads 3-2 in Houston, however, is where this one takes place. Meanwhile, the 76ers beat the Raptors 112-101. Game 6, that series is tied at 3 apiece. And you had Jimmy Butler with 25 points for Philly, 6 boards, and 8 assists. So how about that? And that series being in that position, that's awesome because, you know, that means, guess what that means, right? Game 7. Game 7, I think there is nothing like a Game 7 in any sport. It is so exciting to have a Game 7, without a doubt. Still, my money is on Golden State. I just don't see them losing. I think Golden State ends up going all the way through, and I think they end up taking yet another championship, even if somebody makes it a little more interesting, let's put it that way. So Thursday night hockey, the Bruins beat the Hurricanes 5-2. Boston leads that series now because they picked up the first one, because that was just the first one. The Bruins scored 4 goals in a flurry of goal, you know, beating the goaltender in the third period, and that's how that all transpired. So there's some real excitement, I think, over the Bruins in Boston, certainly, and this first one took place in Boston. On Friday, you got no games going on, and on Saturday, you have the Blues and the Sharks kicking things off in their series. The puck will drop there at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can catch that game on NBC. And then on Sunday, the Hurricanes and the Bruins, their second game, that's an afternoon game, 3 o'clock is when that one goes off. Let's jump to the NFL, because everything revolves around the NFL, right? Yes, everything revolves around the NFL. It's gambling, people. It's called gambling. That's what it's about. So here's a quick one for you. The Patriots' Julian Edelman, is going to graduate from Kent State. You got to applaud him for that on Saturday, 10 years after he left the school for the NFL in 2009. At 32, he played quarterback at Kent State before being drafted by the Pats in the 7th round of the 2009 draft. And, of course, he has 3 Super Bowl rings with the Patriots. He was MVP of this year's game, 10 catches, 141 yards in the win over the Rams. At Kent State, when he was the quarterback, 2006-2008, he passed for 30 touchdowns and about 5,000 yards in his college career. How about that? Good for him. There are other NFL players who knew that this was their shot, took it, and then went back to school. One of them was the great Emmitt Smith, one of the all-time best running backs, rushing running backs in the history of the NFL. He went back and he got his degree. I really, again, applaud the players that do that, because there's nothing saying that they have to do it. But he said, I want to walk with my fellow Kent State graduates, completing what I started back in 2006. I want to set a great example for my daughter and complete a promise I made to my parents 10 years ago. So, woohoo! He's going to be, I predict, the most popular graduate there. Right? Would you get him to sign your hat? I'm just saying, if you were one of the people that was there with your, you know, you had your graduation hat and you throw it up in the air, would you get him to sign it? I don't know. That could be pretty cool. It is pretty cool that all of you are listening to this show. Thank you very much. From Ottumwa, Iowa, to the Virgin Islands, to New Orleans, Portland, Spokane, and Los Angeles, and every place in between. We'll see you again soon. Make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.